This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
This is Saturday Magazine.
Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9. The events of yesterday, Tass, makes us all think about the society we live in and when thing, you know, and how people respond. We've covered very well how Joy responded, Dominique, who was in charge on that day.
And Macca, we've had a few more bits of feedback from people who were around. Peter from Thornbury says that he was also around, and now I'm reading the wrong message, actually, aren't I?
But you know,
we'll go back to that one. It was actually Mark. It was Mark Adams who was here.
Yes,
and he said that Dominique's efforts over the last 20 hours are well deserved. She did proud, and it makes it very. Makes him feel very happy to work alongside such caring staff and volunteers. These are difficult times. No one deserves them. What we do find is how many great people come out to help. Yeah. Always look out for the helpers. They're always there. They're always an inspiration. They always are there when we need them and deserve them.
So now, that's Mark Adams. A bit jingoistic, you know. That sort of.
Look, I know.
But I
know,
say it is jingoistic, but I'm not ashamed of that.
No. Look, I think it's okay.
Trolley man. You know, other guy in the street, the way that people responded to the event, that's what I like to think. That's what's best about Australia.
Yeah, well, you know, I think it's great that we've been getting this feedback this morning.
It's great.
From people who were connected to the studio yesterday.
Yes.
Or were near us.
And also Anne Hamilton was here yesterday, and she also, a lot of praise for Dominique. Dominique, if you're listening, you're probably shrinking away a little bit there, with all the praise. But, is Dominique back today?
No,
Anne's back today, yeah. It does make you think, though, Tass, about the society we live in. And you know, Martin Foley talked about it, about the response from people, the response from emergency services. But, you know, the SMS system with people within this phone tower range, how they got messages, the emergency warning broadcast only recently installed in the city of Melbourne. We got further bollards and restriction on vehicle access around Flinders Street Station happening, all as a result of, you know, things that have happened to protect us. It's a very different world, and it's only going to get more difficult, I think, over the years in the future, Tass.
Look, it will, but what I have to say, Macca, is, you know, there is help there. If anybody's feeling distressed or emotional or just needs to offload or just have a chat to somebody, look, you know, talk to a friend. If you haven't got a friend close by, just call Lifeline.
Yeah.
131114. I'll repeat that in case anybody wants to hear it. It's 131114, and I'm sure they'll be able to take your call and help you debrief and work through any anxiety or trauma that might have come through this horrible situation.
And again, thank you to our incredible emergency service workers, the uniformed police, and, of course, you know, the special operations group who arrived a little bit later. The fires, you put out the fire, the paramedics.
I'm still devastated about Sisto.
Yes.
I just find that extraordinary. He has been around for as long as I've been around. You know, one of the first cafes that I visited in Melbourne was Pellegrini's.
Yeah, so you need listeners to understand, what are you talking about?
Sisto was the co-founder and owner of Pellegrini's Cafe, diagonally across the road, Bourke Street, in Melbourne, He is a classic Italian bar-style cafe that does the best bolognese, the best lasagna, the best carbonara in the whole of Melbourne.
And it's closed today.
In a very traditional way. Just fantastic food, and introduced the very first espresso machine to Melbourne. Sisto is...
Was it a Gaggia?
I think it was a Gaggia, actually.
Yeah.
Sisto ran the cafe with his family. And I don't know what the circumstances were, but he was close by and was unfortunately the victim of this terrorist attack.
He was murdered.
Yesterday. He was murdered.
Yeah.
It's dreadful. Dreadful. Dreadful.
You know, we had a question from a listener. Where are we 1 year on from marriage equality? Okay, we have marriage equality and over 5,000 same-sex couples. Or let's just say non-opposite-sex couples have been able to get married. Nearly five.
It's almost like a double negative.
I know. Anyway, marriage is equal, and 5,000 more couples from our community have been able to get married. Where are we a year on? I remember the scenes when the legislation passed. I remember our broadcast, Tass.
Yeah, we were in here.
And we didn't know when we went to air what the result was.
No.
I remember the scenes in the Parliament. The incredible joy, mostly. There were some who didn't have the guts to actually be in the Parliament to vote against it. They absconded out of the chamber.
For example, our Prime Minister.
Yes. And Tony Abbott scurried back to wherever they scurried back to. But a year on, where are we? I didn't think we'd be having a discussion about religious freedoms. People have the freedom in Australia to practice their religion.
Do you think that discrimination levels have declined as a result of marriage equality, Macca?
I'd like to think they have. What has increased is the static from those, and they're not a majority. They're not even a significant, and significant I mean 25%. They're less than 25% of the Australian community that actually for them, you know, this is the end of life as we know it. You know, this is the devil's work, right? People like Lyle Shelton.
The sky's still up there. It hasn't fallen
And
through.
The cows, you know what? The cows still give milk. Trams still run.
Nothing's changed.
But, you know, that they want to set this back. They want to create a situation, not about religious freedom. They want to enshrine discrimination. So a year on, I didn't think we'd be having this discussion. I think the Australian community made its views clear. I think our federal parliamentarians...
But they are completely different issues, though, Macca. I mean, marriage equality has become
symbolic.
Yeah,
but hang on. We didn't make it the same issue. They did.
Of course.
They did.
Of course.
I do feel confident about the future. It's another battle we have to fight.
Yeah, see, it's interesting. When you talk to some of the older generation, members of our community, are quite concerned that the pendulum does swing, Macca. And there are people on my street who say you can't stop being vigilant about protecting your rights.
You know,
the minute you take your eye off the ball, the pendulum may swing backwards.
As we know, Tass, there's nothing worse than standing at the barricades fighting this fight and you look behind you and there's no one there.
Yeah.
Right? We all as a community have to understand this is not about politics. For those of you who out there who want to turn the clock back, right, who say they believe in equality, Google it. Look in Wikipedia. Look in your little pocket Oxford. Whatever you use, even look in the Bible to see what equality is about. Do you know how much of the Bible is dedicated to homosexuality?
I don't know.
0.0013%.
There you go. Did you make that up?
No, it's true. That? So it's not in the franchise manual, right? And, you know, we need to be ever vigilant.
I thought there were clear comments about men not lying together. next to each other.
0.0013%. I'm not saying it's not in there, right? But, hey, people are entitled to their beliefs. But don't prostitute those beliefs. Don't make fake news out of those beliefs, right? I was speaking to a principal of a church school recently on this issue. And he said to me, can you imagine, can you just imagine what Jesus would say if he came back and saw what was being said in his name? The discrimination. He said, can you just imagine what he would say? And I said, well, I encourage him to come back. you know, come back. So a year on, yes, I don't know, Tass, but I feel confident about the future. I feel confident because the Australian community does believe in a fair go. It does. One of the most diverse communities in the world, but it does believe in a fair go. It does believe in supporting people and, you know, supporting and protecting people who need protecting. The very actions of people out on the street yesterday showed that that ethos is alive and well. Is alive and well. So I do feel confident about the future. But, you know, for evil to happen, good men need to do nothing.
There you go.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.